My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Flory is in dire straits and tells Davin how much she loves him, even after months of being away and leaving it off with a gunshot. Will Flory convince Davin of her love? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, I know. That's why I've stepped out of the line. All I'm asking for, please, find a place in heart to forgive me. It won't happen again. I admit that I'm wrong. Honey, let's forget the pass and the T. Or the ED.
The T.
The T. She goes, I go, I have forgiven you. That's why I'm trying to help you. I just don't think I can love you anymore. She goes, I know how you feel, but please just help me the last time. I promise I won't fall out again. I'm written to you with sorrow and tears. Please don't go.
I'm written to you.
I'm written to you.
The past tense.
Yeah. How could I be so stupid? Honey, I still love you with all my heart. Now, she did tell me to go fuck myself and die. She said, fuck you,
right,
Davin.
Let's recall that was about 2 months ago.
More than that. Well, I mean, well, we broke up. We broke up in June.
And that's when she told you to go fuck yourself.
Die a lonely bastard.
I gotcha. And read what she just wrote.
I knows how you feel, but please just help me the last time. I promise I won't fall out again. I'm written to you with sorrow and tears. Please don't let go. How could I be so stupid? Honey, I still love you with all my heart.
Now, let's say you were lonely. And one of these lonely people that fall for this stuff. Do you think after that people would buy into that? Go, oh, Jesus, you know.
I think you got to be a really special type of lonely. I mean, in the story, I got shot.
Yeah.
In the story, my ex-wife is now in jail. My kids are in the orphanage. I mean, you had to really fall for this girl.
Yeah.
To want to entertain this again.
You'd have to be in love with her.
Yes.
So in love with her that anything she wanted is not.
And if you were that in love with her, you wouldn't let all these months go without trying to get back in touch with
her. Exactly. So if you were in that love, you would have made a lot of correspondence begging and pleading.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I've been very fortunate, Joe. I mean, originally Agnes was just a rebound girl.
Yeah.
But because she came right afterwards. But fortunately, me and Agnes have found love.
Things are going good.
Things are going good. She goes, I go, Flory, these are just words. I fell for your pretty words before. I forgive you. But to open myself to your seduction again? Well, I just don't know. She goes, honey, I know that you can do it for me. But you don't believe me anymore. I don't know how to explain it to you. How sorry I am. I go, it's not about sorry, stupid. Though it is dubious that you reach out to me when you are in trouble. She goes, honey, I need to get a phone so that we can talk. Well, she didn't say how.
You got to hand it to her. She don't backpedal. All right. And, yeah,
Christmas is coming, you asshole.
But it's like, all right, whatever. I need a phone. Look.
She goes, but the problem now is that I don't have the money for it. Yesterday, I went to a shopping mall to buy one. I can't afford the amount they told me at the BlackBerry phone price. Hold on, BlackBerry?
Really?
Okay. Price is about 95,000 CFA, which is about $200. Really? $200? And then let me guess, stupid, then I got to pay for your mobile plan again. Haven't we been down this road?
$200. Ugh.
That's what she's telling me. She did the math. Might be the most honest thing she's written to me.
Probably. What is it going away for a BlackBerry? So you got a plan, you probably get the thing for free.
I don't think anybody's buying a BlackBerry anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's primarily for business and horseshit scammers.
For the scammer on the go.
Now, do you think the person that's writing this right now is the same person that was originally...
Oh, yeah.
Really?
This is Flory.
All right.
Why? You have doubts?
Well, I was just saying that it just sounds like they come back in cold.
No, this was a real person.
Yeah.
We spoke to her. We woke her up at 3 a.m. repeatedly.
Oh, that's right.
Confused every fucking time.
That's right.
this is a real woman.
Right.
I go, give me a phone number and I will try and call you this weekend when I have a moment, though I'm not sure what there is to talk about. Make myself a little fucking weekend out of it. I'm away. Honey, I don't have a phone now. I go, what happened to the one you had in your home? I lost mine. I go, it was a house number.
Did you lose your house?
My house phone not working because I have not paid my bills. I remember that.
Not lying.
I go, you're a mess. She goes, it's not working. I go, how is school going? Not that much good.
Not that much good.
Not that much good.
Not that much good.
Should have taken English instead of fashion design, you asshole.
That's like, how your set go? Not that much good.
Not that much good. And you know exactly what I meant.
Yeah, right. I remember that. We're on the phone.
I go, why? What's going on? She goes, goes, I told and broke. I need some cash to settle up my bills. Honey, help me for the last time. I promise I won't disappoint you again. Honey, are you there? I go, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. She goes, please talk to me. I go, it's just you always need me for money or to help you. I don't know how healthy this is. Please help. I promise I won't disappoint again. I am trying. Can we please talk about something? I go, I'm trying. Can we please talk about something else? I'm getting a knot in my stomach.
I like Agnes better.
Now, it's funny you should mention Agnes. I really don't know how to do this, but at the same time, while I'm talking to Flory, I was talking to Agnes.
Really?
I was doing double duty scammer duty.
Boy, oh boy.
So we'll get to Agnes. So now the hard part is trying to remember all these fucking stories. Now I kind of empathize with them. How do you keep all the horse shit straight?
Yeah. Somebody, we're going to wind up getting a job with them.
I'd be excellent.
Yeah.
I'd be like the most fascinating scammer yeah. ever. Let's see. She goes, I know that you're not happy with what I did, but you have to help me. No, this situation, honey. I go, I don't have to do anything. I may do something. I go, borrow a phone from your partner and I will try to call this weekend. By the way, what are you partners in? She goes, okay. So what is this partnership? Please, can you help me with any amount so that I can get myself some food, stuff tomorrow?
Here's the difference between Flory and Agnes. Agnes, she'll go back. She'll make conversation. Flory just doesn't want to hear it.
Well, this is why I've continued with 6 months, going on six yeah. months. With Agnes, I actually enjoy talking to on occasion.
Yeah.
Agnes actually entertains
Flory
me.
Flory just cuts to the point.
Flory's neither fucking annoying. Here's Flory. Cut and paste the most awful poetry.
Yeah.
And lies and need. But the good thing about Flory is we could get her on the phone and wake her up at 3 in the morning in Africa.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.